The Reds and the Braves on it Friday night, and the man that many still consider the all-time home run king, Hank Aaron, being greeted by fans as part of Hank Aaron Heritage Weekend. The Braves are going to wear old-school unis to honor Hammer and Hank. We pick this one up in the bottom of the second inning.
Swung on, fly ball, hit well, back into right, and it's gone. I don't know that it makes any difference at all what uniform Matt Adams wears when he comes to the plate against Reds pitching. He just more often than not annihilates it.
So as you pointed out, Cowboy getting better swings the second time through, and what about the third time through? That's to the wall. Goodbye for Adam Duvall. The neck-and-neck race between Votto and Duvall for the team lead and runs batted in continues. That's 85 of them now for Duvall, one behind Joey.
Swung on, fly ball, hit well back into right center. Ensei Arte chasing it, and that ball is out of here. Another Cincinnati home run. He drove it into the Atlanta bullpen, and boy, they talk about a jet stream. That ball took off. I did not think it had enough to get out of here, and it got out easily. Suarez, number 21, and the Reds now have a 3-1 lead.
That is staggering, right? Here's another one. If it stays fair down the line. And that one is out of here. A home run by Winker. Third home run in this inning. A four-run sixth inning.
How does that saying go? Third time is a charm?
Indeed.
And Iglesias not wasting any time at all. Struck him out swinging.
So here we go. 0-2 for Brandon Phillips. Speared by Iglesias, and that's the ball game. A line drive to the Reds right-hander ends the ball game, and Cincinnati takes game one of the weekend series by a final score of 5-3.
Reds pick up the 5-3 win. Joey Votto extends his on-base streak to 23 games, but he also snapped a career-long streak of 195 starts with fewer than three strikeouts in a game. Robert Stevenson opposes Julio Teheran on Saturday. Sal Romano turned in seven innings of one-run ball, and the Reds went deep three times in the span of four batters in the top of the sixth on their way to a 5-3 win against the Braves at SunTrust Park on Friday night. Here is Reds skipper Brian Price.
Very much so, you know, against a really nice lineup, a lot of left-handed power, a mixed match, a lefty and righty, and some team speed. So there were some components there that challenged him. You're not going to find an easy lineup to pitch to anyway in the big leagues, but he did a really nice job of, we talked earlier about not overthrowing, and I thought he did a nice job of kind of staying within his skill set and making pitches with the three-pitch mix. He made some great pitches with his changeup today, really good sinker, got inside on some lefties, good breaking pitch, and in general really did everything he needed to do to win a game.
Blake Wood got you a big out tonight as well.
He did. I mean, and I know that, it's impossible to be good all the time as a reliever, and when guys have games that get away or if they struggle, the easiest thing to do is to just give somebody else opportunities. But in that situation, with guys on base, a tough spot, a more experienced arm, I think, was the right guy, and he did a great job on Albies getting the first pitch out.
Your club's hit a lot of home runs here in August, and Ari Dickey was rolling, and then all of a sudden, third time through the lineup was the charm.
Yeah, he looked shutout good. He looked like he was on his way to just throwing one of those, classic nine-inning games, or at least getting to the closer. And then, Joey hits the base hit to right, and then Duvall, hits what appeared to be about his first or second mistake of the game. Out of the ballpark, and then we were able to get a couple other pitches that were able to elevate and drive out of the ballpark to add to the lead, and then the tack-on run with the Duvall. It was a double play, hit it hard to Brandon, but that fifth run ended up being pretty important.
Cozart leaves this game, got hit square on the shin. Do you have an update on him?
I don't. I just know, when those things happen, they're not going to feel better over the course of the game. When you get a ball that hits you and it hits you right on the shin bone or certain parts of your body where it's only going to stiffen up and get worse. And he really wanted to stay in, run the bases, and see if he could go. But by the time that half inning was over, he knew he wouldn't be able to cover the same range at shortstop. So we got Peraza in there.
It was a go-ahead two-run shot by Adam Duvall in the sixth inning, which not only got the Reds on the board, but sparked a span of three home runs and four batters for the Reds on their way to a 5-3 win against the Braves on Friday. Here is Duvall speaking to the media after the game.
He was mixing in some fastballs there, and that was making it kind of difficult. And, he was throwing a lot of strikes with his knuckleball. But the third time, I was kind of expecting it. And I was just looking middle, and, hoping to get one up in the zone, and I did. So,
obviously a big inning. You guys put three long balls on the board in the sixth.
Yeah, we did. I'm not sure if that was a byproduct of him just getting the ball up and giving us a chance or what, but we started swinging in the back good there and got enough to win.
After your home run, I don't know, you and Joey, I don't know if it was a mash or what, but you're kind of laughing a little bit. What was that about?
I was all in right there, and, I go to give him a fist bump, and, he pulled the old psych on me, and, but... I was all in, and he wasn't, so I guess you see how that goes.
You are one behind him as far as RBIs on this team. I know you want success for him as well, but how much would it mean to have the RBI crown on this team?
That's the goal, is the driving runs at the end of the day, and, for me, that's a big goal of mine, and, it'd be awesome, especially hitting behind a great hitter like him. Obviously, he gives me a lot of chances to drive in runs because he's always on base. It would feel good.
Had to be nice to see the rookie almost go seven tonight. Sal was actually did go seven tonight. It was very, very good.
Yeah, he was. He was working ahead. That was the main thing. And it's always fun to play behind guys that work ahead. So.
The Reds sent Robert Stevenson to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Julio Teheran.